This is My Health Matters, a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE, reaching out to our mountain neighbors with essential health information.
Amanda Martin. I'm the Executive Director for the Center for Rural Health Innovation.
We welcome Amanda Martin back to our program today, and we're going to talk about another facet of the Healthy Schools program that is going to be really important as time goes on.
There's going to be a lot more need for behavioral health support. There already was unmet need, and now we anticipate even more, where children have enormous amounts of anxiety, whether they're back to school or not back to school. And so we feel like our role may be shifting a little bit away from so much of the acute medical, which is the sinus infections and the headaches and the sore throat, and moving more towards sort of the straightforward behavioral health needs. These are not bad kids. We're not talking about depression and terrible stuff, but kids who maybe could use a little bit of support and somebody neutral to talk to. Telehealth is a wonderful way to provide behavioral health support.
Yeah.
I'm really excited that over the last 4 months, since all this started, telehealth has become a household word. It has been an overnight sensation that was 20 years in the making. Right?
Aren't they all like that?
And so we're in a wonderful position that more people have heard of telehealth. So we don't have to explain it quite as much about what do you mean when you say telehealth. The trick is most of the telehealth that's been happening in our communities and across the country, really, is strictly video conferencing or, unfortunately, it's just telephone. And we would never diagnose an ear infection over the telephone.
No.
I don't think that's appropriate medical care. Our medical director would not ever approve that. That's
Nobody
not what we do.
Would, yeah.
But it's happening. And so that's not what we do. So we're in this position where lots of people are saying, hey, I know what telehealth is. I've heard of that. I had an appointment with my doctor. I had an appointment with my dentist.
Yeah.
But that kind of telehealth isn't quite what we do. We're a notch above that. When you have the otoscope and the stethoscope and that small camera to show the rash on the back of the knee, because nobody gets poison ivy in a convenient place.
Of course not. That would take all the fun out of it.
We have an opportunity to capitalize on people are familiar with telehealth, but we also have an education challenge where we need to say what Healthy Schools, school-based telehealth program, does is more than just video conferencing.
One thing that we didn't emphasize, when school's up and running and everything, you do staff, teachers, bus drivers, anybody involved in the school system.
Right. So our program, the Healthy Schools program, is available to anybody who is spending their day at school. So that's anybody who gets their paycheck from the school district is sometimes an easy way to say it.
Right.
That doesn't mean a parent at drop-off, and it doesn't mean the 2-year-old little brother. We got to draw the line somewhere.
Sure.
Because we're also not asking the schools to open their doors to the whole community. From school safety perspective,
yeah,
that's a whole other conversation.
That's a whole other thing.
But faculty, staff, administrators, cafeteria, bus, anybody who gets their paycheck from the school system is welcomed to use our service. And for a lot of teachers, they say they would much rather come down to the nurse's office on their planning period for a quick 15-minute visit than write a sub plan.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's really neat. Well, it's wonderful to know that it's going on in the community. If folks are curious, is there somewhere they could look to find out more?
So we do have a Facebook presence, and we do have a website. It's www.healtheschools.com, and that E is not a Y like on healthy. It's an E like electronic.
Ah.
So we would like to make it hard to find.
Oh, yeah. It takes all the fun out of it if you don't. Okay. And then the Facebook is the same thing?
It's the same thing, yeah.
Okay. Well, folks, check that out. And it's really a fascinating program, and it's really cool to know that it's here in our area and started right here in our area. You know, so that's neat. Thank you for taking a few minutes to talk to us. It was fun.
Thank you for having me.
Our guest for the past few days is Center for Rural Health Innovations Executive Director Amanda Martin. Amanda, thank you for taking some time to tell us about the Healthy School program and how it all works within the schools and through the pandemic and into the future. We really appreciate you taking time to visit with us. Remember, this is a 3-part program with Amanda. So if you didn't get to hear all the parts, they're available online at our website. Just go to where it says Community Close-Up. And thank you for listening.
My Health Matters is a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE. For more information, please visit our website, searchwnc.org.